Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay,
ready. Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Highlight of the show, season two, mix number
one.
Hey.
What?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy new season!
This is crazy.
Mix number one of the new season. Welcome to the Hala Hala Show. First timers, what's up, man?
What's up? If you're wondering why this is episode one, mix number one, and we seem like we're put together, well, we're not.
But if it's your first time here, you know, even though you started on a new season, you can start here. It's a new show. I mean, it's the same show, but it's now
called the. I don't know.
No, this is where you can start fresh. If you're new. But if you're returning, welcome back.
Why not? Man. You can also start with the very first episode.
Yeah. Right? 100 episodes ago. But let's tell them about the podcast. What is the podcast about, Rika? GGG?
I don't want to. Just kidding. Okay. This is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. My name is Rika.
And I'm JC. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So we're two people.
Two less lonely people in the world.
Why? Shut up.
And we talk about our lives, mm-hmm. Something called Where You Been.
It used to be
Week in Review. But now it's called Where You Been. And then we have the TTs, the trending topics. Today's trending topics, Rika G.
What?
Some craziness in Europe. New Year's Eve. Raves. Parties.
Like, party. There's no virus.
A giant party.
Right. Can you have a rave with, like, five people?
I don't know.
I think it's called a get-together.
Also talking about Manila, the city of Manila, what mm-hmm. they have, supposedly have promised to their residents and what they're setting up regarding a vaccination plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's going over there. And the last but not least, Ellen Adarna is trending on Twitter today.
Ooh, I wonder
and earlier
why.
Today because of her love advice that she posted on her Instagram story. So those are the three TTs for today, which the timestamps for those TTs are in the podcast description.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just skip to those in case you want to skip to that. But shall we start? Where you
go
been?
Ahead.
Where you been?
You first.
Me first? I went to Pampanga.
How was it?
Years. It was all right. There was no, I used the RFID
mm-hmm.
that I got. And you know what?
Did you have to register it somewhere for MLEX?
No, because when you sign up for it, you're already kind of, they register it for you.
Oh, really?
But you have to sign, well, you already had one, right?
No, but this is new. I signed up for a new one.
Oh. Because when you sign up, they you give 500 pesos na initial load or whatever.
I gave 200.
200, right?
Cheap.
So, I think they already signed it up for you. I'm not really sure exactly. But to sign up online, you still have to do it. I can't figure it out. I don't know how to figure it out.
They signed it up for you, but you still have to do it?
If you want to load it online.
I'll get it.
But once you pay that whatever, it's good to go na, right. Is what I'm saying.
No, but you can load your RFID with, you know, loading stations
and
GCash and stuff
along NLEX.
Like that.
Along NLEX. The GCash, though, you need to know your account number, but then I think
you still
have to register.
Are you saying you have EasyTrip?
I have EasyTrip.
Ah, okay. I was thinking of the RFID. No, because the RFID, it should work on both.
Now?
Yes, on both. Even with SCTEX or...
Bukas na pala yung ano, Skyway.
Yes, my parents tried it. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys that later.
So I went to Pampanga. So I used the RFID. I went to the loading station, which is along any gas station sa NLEX now. There's like a machine.
Yeah.
It's like a machine. And you just, you tap it. That was you put money in. It's mm-hmm. like a, you don't need...
I've tried that before with the RFID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I was doing the math in my head. I feel like they charge me more.
They know what do you mean?
When I left the toll booth, like I was doing the math in my head, parang mali. And then I was asking my cousin. I was talking to my cousin over the holiday.
Right.
He's saying that a lot of people were complaining because, parang sobra daw kinakaltas sa balance.
Baka bago na yung ano. Bago na
I don't
yung...
think so, because you can see the price there.
Right.
I was just doing the
I
math
mean, they could do
head.
Whatever they want. It's yeah. It's there. Alam mo yun.
But I feel like there's still some kinks to work out.
True. Yeah.
But it was...
You
it
should
was,
stand up against the whole owner of the Express.
So I spent it there with my family. Just a small gathering.
Mm-hmm. Not like what it's, you know, you're used to.
No, yeah, not at all. And... There is no... Actually, a lot of people, when we asked for the titis, were asking about torotot and
yeah.
Paputok. There was still some. Mm-hmm. Even though bawal, di ba bawal?
Yes.
But it happened. Not us, but like around us at midnight. That's my impersonation of
okay.
fireworks.
That sounded like a DJ at a club.
We had a lot
Let
of food.
Let the beat drop.
We had a lot of food, dude. I know.
Nice.
We had food from Toll House. Toll House is like...
Is it famous there?
Yeah, in Pampanga. Well, I don't know. At
Nestle?
Least in Angeles. At least in Angeles and in San Fernando.
Okay.
There's Toll House branches. I don't know about everywhere else around Pampanga. If mm-hmm. anyone's from Pampanga, can you let me know? But if you ever go to Angeles or Pampanga... Anywhere in Pampanga, if yeah. there's a Toll House, you gotta go eat there.
Is that the one with the steak? With the meat?
I mean, they have meat.
They can beat the meat.
Beat the meat. They have a... It's kind of like... If I'm gonna compare it, it's like Conti's.
Oh, cool.
Like Filipino food.
But
now.
Filipino... But Conti's is Filipino.
Yeah. Toll House, too.
So it's like Conti's. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Set up ng baked mac. We got baked macaroni.
Do they have like the party sizes?
Yes.
That's
what we ordered. It was big. And then my cousin got steaks, like ribeye steaks.
Ooh, from there?
No, not from Toll House. Like he bought it from the market. Wow. There were so many steaks, dude. He must have spent like 7,000 pesos on steaks.
What?
What a baller.
Wow, what a baller.
Just
then, for everyone. You just don't know it. The yeah. reason why malaking kinakalta sa NLEX kasi pinambayad din yung steak.
After that, I stayed at my mom's place. Mm-hmm. So I stayed with my stepfather there for the last 2 days. I just ate, man. All I did was
you just ate.
Eat. My jawline is gone, bro.
It's gone.
It needs to come back. I need to diet.
Dude, I've been seeing a lot of face exercises so that you can have a jawline even without
that's
you know,
not true.
Losing weight. I'm like, I know. Doesn't hurt to try.
No, it does. Yes, it does.
Why? Well, how would
what
it hurt?
Face exercises.
Like some people buy this like chewy toy. Yes, and then they bite on it.
No.
I know, right? No, I was just thinking, you just lost weight, dude.
You might, it could strengthen your jaw.
It could, but you know what? We do have muscles and fat there, but you also can't force a body part to lose.
Spot reduction is
it's not real. It's not real.
I watch Cobra Kai season 3, bro.
Okay, how was it?
It's so good. It starts a little slow, but man, it's so good. It might even be just because of like the middle episodes and like the finale episodes. It might be the best season of Cobra Kai, man.
Was that your 2020 show? Best show.
It was the best show of 2020. Nice. And then, you know, they gave us a treat on just January 1. Mm-hmm. They released the entire season 3. 10
wow.
episodes. It was so good. Man, what a good movie.
You mean
show? What a good show, rather. It's so good, dude. You need to watch it. Wait, but you have only seen...
I'm going to play you something,
what?
Okay?
What are you going to play me?
Come on.
You're the best around. No. Oh, no.
Ready?
I know. Why would I watch this show? Why would I watch a radio show when I could just be watching something already? So I watched Cobra Kai, binged it on New Year's Day. I brought my TV just so I could play Call of Duty.
What the hell? That's some next level shit, man.
I also rewatched. Oh no, sorry. I watched a movie on Netflix called "Sorry to Bother You,"
mm-hmm.
which is like the weirdest fucking movie. It's so weird. You should watch it. I think you'd like it. It's just about like society. And it's like a...
I am hooked.
Yeah, man.
It's about society? Wow, okay, I'm going to watch
about a
it, dude.
It's about a call center guy played by Lakeith Stanfield. You ever seen Get Out?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like not the main guy, but he's like
the... Is he the airport guy?
He's the hat guy. The guy who's possessed by the body.
Yeah, by the body.
By the white dude. And he's a call center guy. It gets so weird. It's basically about society and like... using a white voice. He uses a white voice and the white voice is played by somebody else.
Oh,
and then he succeeds
cool.
And then yeah, it's so weird. There's some weird shit in that movie, right, man. And then I watched Fangirl. I don't think I talked about it here because it was more than a week ago, but
were you stressed? I was stressed.
I was you know, the acting was very good.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be a horror movie.
At first, right?
Right?
At first.
I'm like, is this a horror movie? Is there going to be some sort of like serial killer vibe here? It was good. It was good. It was okay.
It was pretty dark.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like... I don't know.
I really like how Charlie acted as a fangirl. Charlie Dizon. And we were fortunate enough to watch it with her. Okay. So after the movie, we were invited to like a premiere with 10 people in the cinema. After the movie, we got to talk to her. So that was really cool. Even the director. What I really liked about the movie and how she acted, the way she acted, was how she can change from, you know, googly eyes, I love you. Oh, sorry. From like fear.
Yeah.
And like, I can't believe this is happening, to googly eyes, I love you so much, even if you're about to hurt me you know, you're cursing me out. Because I mean, as a fangirl or as a fan of anything, sometimes right? Like you tend to overlook stuff just because you love them so much. As long as, you know, you're not about to die or go to prison or, you know.
It was an interesting movie.
It was an interesting movie. For me, it was actually one of the best movies that I've seen in a long time. Like local movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so. I don't remember the last local movie that I watched. Maybe like a rom-com or something. It was okay. I just thought it was the middle was a little bit slow. Just a little bit.
For me, it wasn't. It was like a marathon. I didn't realize that I was already watching for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean, you can watch it. You pay $2.50, right?
Yeah.
On Upstream or whatever.
Yes.
Globe Movies or whatever it's called. Which is really cool.
I know. It's like the future.
You know,
of
Special
cinema.
Agent John wouldn't have a lot of work to do if they could, if the world was that easy.
That. I know.
Right?
We did not have. Actually, no, we don't pay Special!
Special?
Special Agent John.
Special Agent John.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, a fangirl. And that's pretty much all I did, man. I ate a lot of food. I got to get back on track because I plan to get my surgery soon on my knee. And, you know, can't be carrying
How
around.
How soon?
Like end of this month or like start of Feb. I was supposed to do it start of Jan, but I think I have a hosting in end of January. So
damn.
Hopefully.
Hosting like online? Or an actual
on location,
event?
I think, but like
online
with a set.
Right.
I'm not gonna.
Like a recorded hosting.
Yeah.
Right.
Finn, man.
Okay.
Go ahead, buddy. What did you do?
Well, okay, so I'm going to start with Fangirl again because I treated my friends to tickets for Fangirl. So we watched as a group. And yeah, like I said, for me, it's like a marathon. It's a really good movie. You guys should really watch it. I made my parents watch, but not with me. Because that is awkward. Okay. but that was really nice. We had like a whole, you know, viewing party kind of thing.
Putangina.
It was all filled with just putangina, tangina, gago ka ba, tangina. Anyway, after that, 31.
Wins boro yung yosing.
I know. The whole, no, okay, so the whole time we were all working, so we didn't really have a break, but thankfully our work is just like, what, 4 hours, right?
Truth.
So after our morning show on the 31st, I went home and I cleaned everything because I thought, you know what? I'm not going to start the new year with a messy, apartment. Mm. So I told you, right? I sold my, my couch.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
You sold it.
I did. I sold our couch. Our office mate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, so I sold our my couch and now it's just bare. I'm thinking of selling my table because I have a smaller table at home and I could just use that and use the money for food.
True.
For myself.
Very true.
What else? And then, so after cleaning, I just went home. It was a really nice New Year's Eve. So we didn't have, like you guys, what do you call this? Fireworks in front, because usually our street would be filled with fireworks because it's families. Mm. Now we just opened our gate, we opened the car and blasted Little Mix. We blasted Little Mix and then our next door neighbors also blasted music. So instead of, you know, Toroto,
around the village, I
was thinking maybe it's the malls, you know, and then I got to thinking, wait, but that's too close to our home and there's, you know, there's no mall that close to our home. Mm-hmm. So it's probably like, you know, a compound or something. I don't know.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's like, as long as nobody got hurt, I mean, you guys face the authorities, not me. Obviously, everybody knows that you're not supposed to. So if you did and the police came there or the barangay, you guys have to face it.
True.
Diba? Parang, sorry. So yeah, we just viewed the fireworks at home. It was a lot.
I mean, in Angeles, konti lang, but there's still, I mean.
No, it was a lot in our place. I don't know why. Even sparklers, we didn't get to buy.
Lucy's,
because I don't think they've been selling that around. I mean, because if you see someone selling that, you'd think that they're also selling other fireworks. Mm. So I guess, voila. Because usually, White Plains, Corinthian Drive, that stretch from EDSA would be filled with tents, you know, selling fireworks, but now they don't have it. What else did I do? So New Year's Eve, yeah, we just drank and, you know.
Which family members did you, just your...
Oh, we were all there, like the whole family, just the six of us, our dogs. Pepper was dressed up. I dressed him up in a shirt. And like a Santa hat. It was really cute. What else did I do? January 1, we had to work. I went home, I think, right away. Yes. And then we just kind of sat around. I did not do anything. I haven't been working out for like 4 days.
What did you eat?
Just ham. What else?
How many days did your food last?
Oh, it's still there.
Still there?
Still there.
Nice.
Oh, our ham was really good. Excelente.
Any brand?
Yeah, it's like a well-known ham brand.
Excelente?
Yes. Excelente.
Philippine local brand?
Yeah.
I've never had it.
It's like a bone-in ham. Oh. Yeah, and then people use... Usually, like in our house, we would eat the meat and then eat. We would eat the meat and then the bone that's left over, we put it in sopas to make broth.
Yum.
Yes. Para walang tapon. What else did we cook? Oh, sotang hon, because my mom believes that you need to eat something.
Noodles.
Some noodles or something warm at the start of the year. What else? I made my family cocktails. My favorite gin and tonic. But for me, it's soda water. But for them, they really liked it. I think my brother got drunk.
Nice. Boji!
I had to sleep a little early because I had work the next day. January 2, we had to work again, but I had to go visit a friend after that in Novaliches. You know what?
What?
Can I just say, in Novaliches, that stretch, I think it's called Green Highway or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's pure anarchy. It's just, there are no rules. Literally, you could lie down in the middle of the street and people would not tell you to not do that. Because it's just, you know, I don't know. It's
you mean
small...
five lanes?
No. It's a small, it's a small highway. They call it a highway because before they didn't have Commonwealth. So that was the quote unquote highway. But it's just really tiny and filled with tricycles and people crossing the street every 2 seconds. And yeah. And I'm like, man, what is happening? It's supposed to be like a 15 minute drive. I ended up driving for like more than 45 minutes.
Dang.
It was so near our house, but still, what did I do? Oh, and then yesterday, like, oh, I watched two space movies. Well, not two, not like purely space movies, but Hidden Figures. I watched again.
Oh, I like that movie.
I watched it again with my sisters because I watched it before, like when it first came out on Netflix.
Or Octavia Spencer, right?
Yes, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, and Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, the singer and girl.
Yes, really good movie. And then we watched The Martian after.
I like The Martian.
Yeah, it's like light.
I like Martian better than Interstellar.
Interstellar is the one where she got lost in space, like actual, like just floating around.
No, that's Gravity.
Oh, Gravity.
Interstellar is the one with Matthew McConaughey. I hated the ending of Interstellar.
What was that movie
such a
again?
Stupid ending.
Interstellar?
That's the one with Matthew McConaughey and Catwoman. See, Princess Diaries. What's her name?
I don't know.
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway, right.
It's where they have to, like, when he like, because of the rules of space, he's young, but his daughter is, like, old.
Right.
So stupid.
No, but that's the one where somebody floated out of space, right?
Probably. I don't know. I know some astronauts died in Interstellar. But Gravity is the one with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that's the one she floated out of space.
Yeah.
Like,
George Clooney is the one who floated and died.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically, I wonder how long are you going to die when you float in space?
Dude, that's like the worst death.
I know, because you're so aware.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like a slow death.
Unless you get eaten up by the sun or something, right?
I guess. But if you're just floating.
Oh, God. That's like one of my worst fears.
Because you're going to starve.
That's why I would never
dehydrate.
Go to space, right? Yeah. We talked about this. I would never go to Mars. It's such a stupid idea.
Even if you're the first. Even if they.
No.
You know what? It makes sense. Because even if they're going to pay you loads of money, you can't use
we
it in Mars.
We don't belong there.
And.
It's like the ocean, bro.
Oh, but you know what? I like the premise of, or not the premise, but like the conspiracy theories around, was it Gravity where, oh, Ryan Reynolds, where they were eaten by
that's Life.
Life.
That's
I
enjoyed that movie.
I like the conspiracy theory around Life because they said that being,
alien.
That alien thing, ate up every living thing on Mars and it used to be Earth. Because the composition is so close to Earth that it used to be Earth, that there was life on Mars, and then that thing, that alien, ate everything and killed Mars. And now,
it's going to kill Earth.
When it's here on Earth, it's going to kill Earth.
That was a pretty dark ending.
I know.
I was like, damn.
What the fuck?
Damn. The alien's
Did
smart.
Jake Gyllenhaal...
He got sent into space or something like that.
Who was the one who landed here? Was it Jake Gyllenhaal? It was.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
He was the one who landed.
No, didn't
in, or...
he? There was like one. It was like a flip or something. There, like they thought that it was.
Yes.
Somebody.
I remember.
And it was somebody.
That was a really good movie.
It was a good movie.
I want to watch it.
I enjoyed
it again.
That movie a lot. It didn't get great reviews, but I thought it was really entertaining.
I like it.
It was
it's pretty
violent,
scary too.
Pretty violent too.
Yeah, pretty violent. What else did I do? Watched RuPaul's Drag Race.
Is there a new season?
The first episode of the new season. It's like a quarantine edition.
Hmm?
So that they're not in one place.
They're not?
No. So that they're not all in one place. Like they had to. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
Ah, okay.
But they had to do something. They had to change some rules. And I feel like it's fine because every season RuPaul changes the rules anyway. So why not this time around? And then for the judges, since they sit right next to each other, they have like an acrylic wall. Yeah. And then Ross Matthews brought like a, what do you call that? Like a wiper thing. So there. And then I went home. Then that's it.
Cool. Finn? Wapow?
Yes, wapow.
Wapow! All right, let's start with the first TTs of the new season. What shall we start with, Rika GGG?
It's a pretty slow week. I mean, it is a new week anyway, and not a lot of things happen.
Manila vaccine then, shall we? Manila vaccine. Okay. Mayor Isko Moreno has stated that Manila, the city of Manila, has begun pre-registration for vaccines through a website, and they only really need it's called ManilaCOVID19Vaccine.com. It's very basic, and you fill in the information there, and you get sent, you know, OTP, the one-time PIN on your phone, and you e-sign the submission, and then supposedly you're good to go. So you just need to have, like, you know, you give your information, the where you live in Manila, your address, and the typical COVID questions: have you been in contact, blah 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 blah, blah. And they say that they're gonna give the doses for free. So we don't know how feasible that is, but Mayor Isko said that the LGU is set to they have an advanced marketing commitment contract, which would reserve 400,000 doses, good for 200,000 Manila City residents.
Right, because you need two doses, right?
Yeah. So that's what they're saying, but is it feasible? That's another question. Because they don't know which vaccine it's gonna be. I mean, Isko posted, I think, they're looking at like the Pfizer one. But what about the ones here? Did I hear in like the
other cities?
Well, just the government in general. They were looking at a
vaccine, different one,
because we missed the deadline for something, and it's the one that's like 50% efficacy, which is kind of weird that they would even go for that, if ever. So there's still no timeline, though. The website is up, I think, but there's no timeline. And also, Isko did not announce a system to process pre-registration that does not require an internet connection and a working computer or phone. So there's still a lot of residents in Manila who don't have access to that. So that's the those are like the kind of the side notes.
So footnotes. What kind of documentation do they need? You know, proof that you're a Manila resident.
Yeah.
Because there are people in Manila. I mean, we all know that, you know, sometimes there would be people there, like, living on the streets, you know, and what kind of proof do they need to show?
Like a residence, like proof of residence, right?
What if they've been living there for, like, almost 10 years, but they don't have documents?
Yeah. So that's another issue. Right? How would they validate the submissions online?
Yeah.
Like, the information that is submitted online? Because the website, according to Rappler, does not require submission of official identification cards or other validation steps before an appointment. So, I mean, technically, I could say I'm a Manila resident. If they don't ask me for an ID, I could just say, hey, I could put in an address in Manila and would I be good to go? So how would,
like, magkikwento ka lang ba ng Manila story?
Man.
Alam mo, naglalakad kasi ako sa Recto noon. Alam mo, favorite ko kasi talaga sa Quiapo.
And so they've been seeking clarification as of now. There's no clarification as of today, January 4.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see. But I like the idea behind it. But the execution, it seems like there's still a lot of questions.
True. It seems like that's where we lack. You know, there's always like the first step that yes, we're going to have we're going to quarantine, and we're going to have, you know, community, like before, like we're going to have a community quarantine. There are these, you know, like rules in place, but then that's it. Like the follow through after that, it's more like you're in the dark.
Yeah.
Most of the time, right? Yeah, it gets you excited that they are planning on giving out vaccines, but
plans are just plans.
And like, what are the details? And we're not saying that we know the answer.
Yeah.
It's just that's how it is. That's just how it is, man. Did you know that in the States, I don't know the actual details, but they give out like $2,000 if you're a taxpayer.
Oh, the stimulus check.
Yeah.
Yeah, stimulus check.
Where? Where is my 100,000 pesos, man? Where is it?
But there was a lot of debate recently regarding, because there was a second stimulus, and it was only $600. And there was a lot of people. And they were still on, like, the fence about it. Like, should we give $600 to everybody? Like, there was, like, it came down to some official, I think, in, I forgot which state. And there was, like, uproar. It's crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, there was a stimulus check that was actually very easy to get for a lot of residents. Like, you just threw online. You just give your SS, your social security number, and you're good to go. They'll deposit it into your bank account.
Damn.
Actually, I qualified for it, but I was trying to get it. There was some issue with, like, I don't know my address or whatever. I don't know what I had to put in, so I never really got it.
Right.
But I qualified for it, too. That's one, I guess, great thing about being a U.S. citizen. Like, they give you, it's easier to kind of get stuff.
If you're in the, you know, first world.
Yeah. But still, it's still, it's not as easy as it seems with the, in terms of people saying, like, hey, this is good, this is bad. Like, there's always some debate, especially the latest stimulus check.
There's going to be, like, some resistance of some sort.
So here, sana, the vaccine, because the procurement of the Pfizer vaccine, because of all the delays and whatever, it kind of makes me a little bit skeptical about the whole Manila thing, but I hope it does go through.
Yeah.
Any more thoughts on that?
So if you're not a Manila resident, you're just a no-go there.
No-go. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess you could if they don't verify it, but you shouldn't.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there are a lot of rich people who are willing to pay without the documents. Because, like, what if they put up a rule that says you have to pay if you're not a Manila resident? Because, like, let's say they don't want the vaccines to go to waste. Because not everyone in Manila can present documents, so they'll just go to waste. What if in the future they say, you have to pay 10,000 pesos to get it? I'm sure a lot of people will be like, I'm game.
I think I would pay 10,000. Yeah. Honestly, I think I would pay 10. I mean, I wouldn't want to. Hopefully it's cheaper. But if they said this is the final price, I'd probably pay for it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think most people who have the means to would.
Would, right? True.
You know, you don't got to smuggle it. The smugglers. That's so stupid. Wapow?
Wapow!
Let's talk about, since we're already on the topic, let's talk about in France, dude. Actually, we got this from a Leche fan who on Instagram. I forgot who it was. I'll get your name in a bit. But in France, more than 2,500 people broke the virus restrictions at an illegal rave.
They've been raving.
A rave. An illegal warehouse. Warehouse rave en France. In defiance of coronavirus precautions, has been shut down by the police after arrests and clashes. There is clashes with the police.
They'd be, you know, the clashes and the arguments would still sound so sexy.
Yeah. 2,500 ravers in Liron, near Rennes in Brittany.
Wow.
In Liron, which is near Rennes, which is in Brittany.
Right.
Had planned to party until actually Tuesday. Police issued fines to revelers. What the hell is revelers mean? Oh, yeah, revelers.
People who
revelers
go to raves.
Found leaving, and the organizers from BBC. And the organizers were being identified as the party ended. A number of partygoers were from the UK and from Spain.
Right.
So it was an international rave.
Wow.
Attendees clashed with police, setting fire to a car.
A police car?
I don't know if it was a police car. Just
like
a
random car.
And just like, this car, let's burn it.
You know what? If I could organize a rave, I would buy a used car just so that people could burn it. I'm like, you know, to get the full experience. Yeah. You know, you don't go to a rave without burning a car, right?
They threw objects at officers attempting to shut down the event, and at least three officers were injured. A driver was apprehended with turntables, speakers, and a generator in the trunk of their car.
Damn. So it was a street party.
It was in a warehouse.
Okay. Ooh, like skins type.
More than 1,200 people, more than 1,200 fines were issued for non-compliance with the curfew, not wearing a mask, and attending an illegal gathering. And
that's so crazy, no? That
everyone was urged to self-isolate for 7 days. Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
These are teenagers and college students, yeah. You know, balled up. You can't do that. But you have to.
One reveler told a newspaper, Le Monde, that the rave was very well organized with food stalls inside.
You know, we were raving 6 feet from each other, dude. Don't be cool, man.
Yeah, across the country in France, more than 100,000 police officers that were deployed to break up parties and enforce the curfew. So this was just one of, I'm guessing, you know, many parties. Damn, that's crazy, man. How many people did I say? 2,500 in a warehouse?
Ooh, that's a lot, man.
Some from
UK. That's a lot of kissing, a lot of exchange of bodily fluids, man.
Yeah, you know they were grind dancing.
You know.
Grind dancing.
Grind dancing.
Don't be grind dancing.
You can grind 6 feet away from each other.
Could you imagine?
Just imagine their genitals on your genitals.
Man. So yeah, that's one of the I'm guessing many parties that happened. This one was just very big.
Yeah. Because I mean that's a big crowd. But I wonder if here in the Philippines people still gather, because I saw some people throwing parties. I mean, for their families, though.
Yeah.
They had family members over, like, almost a reunion. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could still say that it's gathering, but I don't know. Maybe it's in our culture that if it's family, it's like, it's fine.
Well, if you were within the rules, right? The rules here were 10, right?
That was not 10. I'm not saying that they did a bad thing or whatever. It's just that it's their prerogative, and, you know, they took the risk. It's just that.
I get it. Yeah. It's supposed, I mean, the safest, you know, it's like, I always liken it to like sex. Mm-hmm. Like abstinence is the only way for it to be completely safe. But you take the risk when you do the
right. But these are your cousins.
Even when you put on protection, you know, in this case, it's a face mask, face shield, and social distancing.
Don't put a condom on your face.
No,
even if it fits.
Would it work, though?
I think it fits.
No, it will fit because it stretches.
I know. I think you're going to suffocate, dude.
No, but I mean, just hypothetically,
breathable.
Could you pass the virus through there? It seems
like,
what
do you mean, sex?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, like you put the condom on your head, right? And if someone with COVID coughs in your face, will you get it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, because
I'm not sure,
I mean,
don't try it.
Don't try it.
I'm just curious.
I don't think you're going to be able to breathe, but going in your face,
What do you mean?
Like going out, gets more. But if you breathe out, it could pass through.
No, because it's supposed.
Or you're not.
Because if you breathe out, because it's meant to keep stuff in.
True.
That's why I was curious if you could get it if it was coming from.
Yeah, outside. They could. They should create face condoms.
Google that? I'm gonna
can
condoms
protect you from
protect
COVID-19? But this is so bad. We're not telling you to try it
out.
I'm just
curious.
We're just curious. Okay. This is
okay. So following safe sex rules will not protect you from the coronavirus, but it will protect you from STD. Oh, duh.
Okay, duh. On your face, condoms. You did not put the right keywords. Condoms on your face.
Condoms. Wait. First of all, can they fit on your face, like the Magnum ones? Can condoms fit on your face?
Wait lang. Condom fits face.
You can fit it on an arm.
Yeah. Wait.
I don't know if it can fit on your face now.
Let's see photos, images. Yeah, I think it can.
The condom challenge on Twitter.
Yeah, there's like a... Okay, there's a girl on YouTube that tried to fit the condom
on her face?
On her face.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
We're going to have to look that up in a bit. Okay. But yeah, so that's what happened in France, but crazy stuff. Anything else on the France rave?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Wapow! Last but not least.
You can do it, dude.
You can? This is from Glamour Puss MD. She put it on her head.
Yes. I think this is another girl. This girl, yeah. No, she's. It's the same girl.
Oh, you can put it on.
You can put it on your face. It's just it's too tight.
A little bit tight. Well, she probably got the Asian size one.
There's no such thing.
There is.
And it, like it says okay, on the box.
It doesn't say Asian size, but like the, you know.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
I've seen stretchy pants.
Stretchy pants. Last thing. Elena Darna. This one, a little more fun one. Okay. Just a little bit. Elena Darna's trending on Twitter. Actually, she trended number one yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Because of her Instagram stories and people giving her, you know how there's a questions feature in IG stories? So people are asking her questions and she was giving tough love advice, in her Q&A.
Give us an example.
So let's say, cause she's from, where is she from? Cebu? Bisaya si Elena. So a lot of the questions were in Bisaya, but I'm just gonna read what it says here. I think they translated Tagalog. Ang ibig, sorry. What if, translated from Bisaya, what if matagal siya bago mag-reply? Sign na ba na hindi siya interested? So if someone takes a while to reply, is it a sign that they're not interested?
Okay.
So Ellen responded in Bisaya, but translated, ang ibig sabihin nito, die. Kung naghihintay ka sa kanyang reply, para kang aso na naghihintay sa kanya. Wala ka bang life, ha? Ako, hindi ako mag-reply sa taong walang life. Whoa.
Mm.
I mean, that's some tough love advice.
Yeah,
right
I mean,
there.
you should really take any advice with a grain of salt.
Have you ever had that problem with waiting for somebody to reply? I have.
When I was younger, probably, especially when, you know, technology was new.
Yeah.
We didn't really know, like, you know, or we didn't have these rules. Mm-hmm. So you'd really have to wait. But now, as an adult, as a person who does not care about shit, I don't care about you too.
Yeah, sometimes I forget to reply.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't take it against
me
anybody.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I used to though. When I was like, man, you always have your phone in your hand.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'd be like, especially with let's say I was into a girl, I was like, man, you always have your phone in your hand. How come? I message and you don't message me. But I get it. Like, now I get it.
Now I don't care anymore, honestly.
And she has a point. Like, you know, you can do other stuff. Your mm-hmm. world does not revolve around a reply. I will say though that ever since, I think one of the worst features that was ever added in technology
was the scene.
The scene feature.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest feature. It's just anxiety building for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
And
man.
I mean, if you're going to put the settings on the app where they can't see if you've seen it,
yeah,
or like the offline, always offline mode.
Yeah.
Why put it there in the first place? Just
exactly.
Don't. Right?
Exactly. Some more things that she answered. See, Elena Darna. Here we go. Okay lang ba pakialaman ko ang cellphone ng aking karelasyon? Karelasyon.
Okay.
And Ellen said, yung mga ganyan die, para lang yan sa mga pangit ang muka. Sa mga insecure, sa mga praning. Hindi ko pa yan naranasan ever.
I get how it would, you know, it would rub the wrong way with some people. Tama ba yung grammar ko?
Mm.
Yeah. And because it's like straight to the point, then she calling them pangit or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, she has a point too.
Definitely.
Yeah, like
you shouldn't touch somebody's phone.
And it does bring out your insecurity, or the reason why you do that is because you're insecure, not just about your face or your physical features, about your relationship. Because I mean, that's the root word of insecure. Like, you're not secure about your relationship.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it's. For me, like, I don't blame people who are insecure about their relationship because you're two separate people. It's just you can't be in sync all the time.
Yeah.
I get it.
And then someone asked Ellen also for some basic Bisaya words.
Okay.
And Ellen gave the phrase, I don't know if I can say it correctly.
Pagtatawa na naman tayo ng mga tao.
Ay kuglabda.
Okay.
Ay kuglabda, which roughly means huwag mo pasakit. Ano? Huwag mo pasakitin ulo ko.
Huwag mo pasakitin ulo ko.
She said that's the way, the truth, and the life. This will make your life simple and
right.
easy.
Right. Pasakitin ulo ko.
That's a good
it is.
Motto to live mm-hmm. by, man. So yeah, I mean, you stuff know, like that. That's why she trended. Wholesome stuff. Wholesome. Right. Something not as heavy.
I like that. I like that line, that phrase, because I've encountered, I know someone really, really close to me who likes to make other people's problems their problems. Mm. And I'm like, why do you do that to yourself? Yeah. It happens all the time. Like, whenever this person hears, like, let's say something happening with a family member. Uh-huh. Like, let's say they got sick. Alam mo yun? And then they would cry about it. And I get it. Yes, you can. But for you to actually, like, stop your life just because you're worried about them or, alam mo yun, parang I don't think you can do anything about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I get it.
Minsan nga, as simple as, kunwari, nawalan ng trabaho yung kakilala niya. Like, gagawin niyang problema niya. And it's just, I think what's most stressful about that is, it parang feeling niya, kailangan maging problem ko din. Like, bakit wala akong pake? Parang ganun. Because I honestly don't care.
Yes. One final one. I mean, she did a lot more, but this one, I like this one. Someone asked, what to do if my ex keeps messaging me even if ayoko na sa kanya? Mm. So Ellen said, o diba, ang ganda mo, pero di ka nag-iisip. Di mo naisip na i-block siya. Ano ba yung cellphone mo? Analog.
Ang ganda.
Yeah, I always find that strange. Yeah, you should block somebody. If you don't want somebody messaging you, you should just block them.
Block them.
I get, and some people are trying to be civil and like, oh, I don't want to cause any... But just block them, bro.
Right.
Because you don't want to talk to them anymore, right? So shout out to Ellen Adarna. You should follow
her on
Instagram.
Remember when she was the hot topic because of that Mendocoro thing?
People
hated her. And this just goes to show that you can turn things around a few years after, man. It's just
I think we talked about that.
I always think about these issues where people think, especially like the younger kids nowadays, like when you go viral for the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to blow over after a bit, right? Unless you go to jail or something.
I totally forgot about that Mendocoro.
Told you.
What did she do? She someone was recording her and she was like,
someone was just recording. No, someone was just recording
their food. Yeah.
And then she thought that they were recording her.
But I think this was also at a time when I think the whole John Lloyd baby thing was happening, right?
So she's probably on edge. Yeah.
So yeah, wapow, that's it, man. Pretty chill first mix of the new season because it's the start of the year.
We need
know.
2021 to chill, bro.
Yeah.
So let's just not ask for anything crazy. by the way, we have a Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to get rid of the chats on Instagram.
Okay.
Just so that we can streamline everything on Facebook. And you guys can just search the Halo Halo Show Leche Fam. That is the group.
That's the name. The Halo Halo Show Leche Fam.
Yes.
And they have to ask to join. Is that right?
Yes.
And Rika gave some really, like, mind-boggling questions that you need to answer.
I know. But if you're a listener,
you'll probably get it.
It's going to be easy. Why would you join if you don't like
it? Exactly.
But yeah, please join if you can, if you want to. You guys can connect. Even if we don't post there, you guys can just post whatever you want. But we do have rules.
I saw the rules you wrote. Did you copy paste that from somewhere or you wrote all that?
I copy pasted one item. Number four, I think, or number five.
Everything else you wrote?
Yeah.
That's so long. I was like, damn, you came up, you're a little rule master, you.
No, it's because I don't want people to, because it can get dirty fast in a Facebook group. So we just want, well,
what's that group where, you know, where they
Suntukan. Because I get it. If let's say you join a group that says trash talkan ng K-pop, ng K-drama, go ahead.
Yeah.
But here in our group, you know, we just want to, you can be funny, go ahead. Just don't hurt anybody's feelings,
gets,
I guess.
Gets.
So what else? Yeah, so please join our Facebook group. We're going to be posting from time to time. And do we have any shout outs?
Oh yeah, let's do
shout out to my ex.
Quite the best. On Instagram, let's see. I got some people here.
What is that?
What?
I hear something in, okay, anyway.
Katrina Beatrice, Trina Tots, Jana Reilly, Mark Kyla Baranda, Geek Kicks, hello Geek Kicks, Raft Navarro, John Walter Jessiel, Joshua Hernandez, Doobie Duck, Nicole Fajurax, I don't know how to say it. Megan Ran. Where'd you go? No, Megan Ran.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Kester Bautista. Shout out. Thank you for all following us on Instagram, Hala Hala Show. On Twitter.
On Twitter. Shout out to Andre Jiro Halili, who just followed us. Chicken Pork Adobo, now listening to mix number 63. Of season 1. Nung mga panahong ito, Taal Volcano pa lang ang pinag-uusapan. I know. Hello to Kevin Levin, listening to the Halo Halo Show earlier. Nagulat ako dun sa biglang alarm ng phone ni JC. ang lakas pa naman ng headphones ko. Biglang umalis kaluluwa ka sa katawan ko. Hello to Eli Aldrino. He was also bothered. He was like, it's Lechon Belly. Not baby lechon.
Is lechon belly baby lechon?
I think that's what we were talking about. But there's also cochinillo, which is the baby lechon. But there's also pork. But
lechon belly is like on every lechon, right? It's just the
belly.
No, but
I think that's what they call it, even if it's from a baby lechon. Let's not call it baby lechon. Okay. DJ Martinez, and to Rexy One, Matthew Pichu, congrats on your 100th episode.
Hey, thank you.
June Grace, shout out from,
shout out.
I don't know what flag this is.
Let me see.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Oh, that looks like,
I think that's where she works.
Maybe Africa. It looks like an African flag. Like, looks like an African country flag. Okay. I don't know, from what I've... My vast geography...
As an expert
in elementary school geography, it looks like a flag that I've seen.
As an expert of high school PE, I think you're crazy. Mimo sang mamang. Shout out to you, and I'm Sokchin's girl. Hello. Ishkas, who says... Combo talaga yung every night, the morning rush and the Halo Halo Show.
Ayo.
Who else? That's it. Shout out to one of the Leche fans who drew us. Oh, sorry. Fan art. Who sent us fan art.
The one with Pepper?
The video, yeah.
Oh, ganda na.
I know.
That was so nice. We posted on our stories. Who is it again?
This is Jan Lancer.
Jan Lancer.
Yes.
Good stuff, man.
Good stuff. Talented. So thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
You can follow us online. It's The Hala Hala Show everywhere except...
on Instagram.
Yeah, and you can send us a Leche fan mail, thehalahalashow@gmail.com. Follow the... What's the Facebook group? The Hala Hala Show Leche
Fam. The Hala Show Leche Fam.
Leche Fam. There's like 50-something members right now, which is pretty big already. I know. After a day.
2 days.
So hopefully we get it to like, you know, the same size as the Instagram, like 1,000-something.
Ooh, that would be nice.
So join it. If you listen to podcasts, you probably can answer all the questions on there.
If there's anything that you can rate, vote, or follow, go ahead and subscribe.
Download.
Plus sign.
Yeah, man.
Fleet. Whatever. I don't know. Go ahead and do that.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hopefully more cool stuff to talk about
more
in the future.
Mixes more to mixes come, to come. You guys.
Extra song this shit. Bye. Later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack
for free shipping and 365-day returns.